everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Hi, and welcome back to The Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. I love hearing from listeners, so drop me a line, carolmarkowitzshow@gmail.com, or tweet at me on X. I don't know what that's called anymore, but I'm at Carol, K-A-R-O-L. So I got this email recently that I'd like to read. A listener writes, I'm a middle school teacher and mom of three young adults. My question is, what are some tangible ways adults can help instill appreciation and pride in our country in young people? Like Ted Cruz said on the show, entertainment is a huge influence, but there's a small number of rich conservatives who can purchase a production company. What are some ideas for average Americans like me? End quote. Now, I love this question. Today is actually the 1 year anniversary of the release of our book, Stolen Youth. Bethany Mandel, who I'll actually be interviewing on this episode, and I chronicled all the ways children get indoctrinated by the left. It's not just at schools. It's in your doctor's office. It's in your library, and so on. I've spent the last year touring just a ton for the book and talking to audiences all over the country. And I've been asked a variation of this question a lot, how to talk to teenagers or young adults about a variety of topics, including patriotism. The crazy thing that I've learned in the last year is just how rarely parents speak their values to their kids. Some things just seem too obvious to say out loud, so they never do. Recently, the hedge funder Bill Ackman, who has been fighting the good fight with Harvard to make them reconsider some of their really terrible DEI policies, said that his daughter went to Harvard and came out a Marxist. Now, I don't know anything about their family, but I just wonder how often he talked to her about the amazing and just incredible benefits of capitalism. I don't know how my kids will turn out or what bad ideas they will have, but I can assure you they won't be communists. I can say definitively that they will love America because it's something we talk about often in our house. They know that their two immigrant parents are proud Americans, and they know my story of how easily I could have had a completely different and demonstrably worse life. It sounds obvious, but say the words to your kids. Tell them about what matters to you. Don't let other people fill in their values. Make sure that they know what you stand for and what you believe. Don't think that because you live in a red area, for example, that they will pick it up by osmosis. I encountered this over and over again. People who lived in red regions of the country just thought they were safe. They thought that these crazy ideas that Bethany and I cover in the book were something that was happening in New York or San Francisco. And what they found, of course, was that it's happening everywhere. And anybody with any access to your child has the ability to impart their values on them. Don't let that happen. Make it your values that they hear about first, they hear about most. They can challenge those values, they can argue with you, but make sure you're having the conversation. This is not a show about politics. It is a show about life, and you are your child's best guide on how to live. but you have to actually provide that guidance. Don't shy away from saying the words out loud. In our family, we talk often about how important it is to get married and have a family. We discuss how lucky we feel to be American. We talk about the importance of preserving our Jewish faith. We cover capitalism being the best financial system by far, and so on. We don't just assume they'll know. Have the conversations. Say the words. Coming up next, an interview with Bethany Mandel. Join us after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. My guest today is my co-author of the book Stolen Youth, Bethany Mandel. She's also the homeschooling mom of 6. Hi, Bethany.
Hey, Carol.
This is funny.
I know. So do we just like talk? I saw your post the other day from one of your kids, and he said, like, so you just get paid to talk to your friends, basically? And I was like, that's a pretty sweet gig. And I told my kids. Yeah. I told my kids that we were doing this today, and they were like, but it's not really a podcast. You're just talking to your friend. And I said, well, we'll record it for other people to listen to. And they found that strange.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And people, for some reason, enjoy the conversations. So, you know, this is going to be a good one. Wow. I mean, you and I have had a lot of interviews together, but obviously I've never interviewed you. So,
and I don't have a podcast to like inflict upon you.
Yet, you know, who knows? Who knows what will happen in the future? So I guess let's start off with, you've been canceled a lot. Which one was your favorite?
I'm getting canceled right now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. What's happening now?
So I'm running for a local school board seat, and I'm a registered Democrat.
Oof.
And I mean.
Sure.
I'm a Democrat, because mm-hmm. I am a Democrat. Registered. And so I'm getting canceled for it. Go away, please. I'm getting canceled because I'm faking that I'm a Democrat. I'm like, but I thought that I could identify with whatever I want.
Sure.
And actually, like, legally, if you look at my voter registration, it says Democratic right there. So, I'm getting canceled right now. But I'm getting a lot of, like, re-canceled because I just announced that I'm running for school board. So it's like, it's
re-canceled,
like,
is funny. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It's the greatest hits. So I think my favorite cancellation, it's tied, actually. One of them is, I wrote a column in the summer of 2017. And I think it's called, like, The Case for Befriending Neo-Nazis or something. People take screenshots of the headline so often, you'd think I'd remember the headline off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But it's something like, why we should befriend neo-Nazis. And the whole column is, like, completely uncharacteristic of me, actually. And I said, like, maybe we should just be nice to people.
You
and
were that going will- through a nice phase at the time. You messed me up at the time because you were like, you know, we chose our careers and these people who yell at us on the internet, we shouldn't go, like, find their mothers and tell them about it. But, like, I was like, for a while I was with you. And then I was like, Bethany's totally wrong. We should completely go find these people's mothers and tell them about it.
So I think we should find their mothers. But I have found in my conversations with the very limited conversations, whenever I have the bandwidth and I, like, really get into it with people, their stories are dark. Like, these are people who are really going through some stuff. People who take the time to sit and go through your Facebook and comment on every single one of your pictures, you're a garbage human, you should kill yourself, have really dark things going on in their lives.
I can't excuse them. You've had some dark moments. I've had some dark moments. I don't go around. You know, Kat Timpf had this point one time that she was like, I have never been watching TV and thought, I have to go tell that person that they suck. You know, yes. Like, hold on, let me go find them on the internet and tell them that they're ugly. Like,
I think that's because we're resilient, happy people. And these people are just dark and sad. But that brings me to my other favorite cancellation, which was recent, actually. And someone dug up a tweet where I, like, sort of flippantly said I killed my mom. And I think it was, like, you know, in the days of Twitter when, like, things were taken out of context, maybe I was watching a show that everyone was watching. I don't know. But I said it very flippantly. Mm-hmm. And everyone was like, oh my God. And I mean, I took her off life support when I was 16 because she was terminally ill and in multi-organ failure. And I talk about that in our book. Yep. And at the time, so I don't know if you know this, actually. So I wrote that chapter and then I never looked at it again. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. I was, like, very difficult to write. I wrote it. And then when we got the edits back, I made Seth, my husband, do that chapter for me. I was like, I will do everything else. I mean, you remember the turnaround time. It was so bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that's the chapter that Seth is going to do. And so I didn't look at that chapter until we got the galley copies. And I looked at it and I leafed through it and I looked at Seth and I was like, this kind of goes on a little too long. Like, this story goes on for, like, two pages too long. I really could have cut this. And maybe you should have as the editor. And he was like, I'm not cutting that.
Right.
Like, that's your story. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone felt like it went on for two pages too long, but no one felt like they could say that. Really?
I didn't think so. You were telling a story and I think that it needed to be told. And again, this is the darkness that you have not allowed to overshadow your life.
Right.
And you've become a resilient person and the book is about resiliency, is about raising resilient children. It all 100%. Fit. So, you know, it's just going back to your neo-Nazi thing too. It was funny. I know you remember this, but basically Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made the exact same argument that you did like 3 years later. And she was like, you know, a lot of these neo-Nazis are really messed up. And, like, maybe if we showed them some kindness and we, like, tried to, like, talk to them and kind of direct them back onto the path, because when you have somebody that has gotten involved with a dangerous ideology, for example, if it's somebody in your family, if you cut them off, they're only going to get more aligned with that ideology. Yep. And so the idea of, you know, don't talk to these people, like, it doesn't apply to anything except neo-Nazis too. Yep. Like, obviously the left thinks we should talk to everyone. I think they think, you know, Israel should be talking to Hamas, like, right now.
Yes.
But neo-Nazis are the only exception to the maybe we could fix them rule.
Yep. So anyway, those are my two favorite cancellations, that I killed my mother and that I'm a neo-Nazi sympathizer.
I can't believe that my favorite cancellation of yours didn't even come up, which was obviously grandma killer. You know,
that was a good one.
That was such a good one. Yeah, it was during the pandemic. It was the fall. It was the spring of 2020, May. And you said, I don't care if I get called grandma killer, we need to reopen things. And, you know, your library is going to be closed and your zoo is going to be closed and all of this is going to end up suffering. Were you right about that, Bethany?
I was right, Carol. Thanks for mentioning that. So my local zoo has a nonprofit arm that ran all the conservation efforts, all of the education stuff. They had summer camps, they had homeschool classes, which we took part in. So the nonprofit arm of the zoo closed, and it's a shell of its former self. So,
wow. If just somebody had seen that coming, you know?
If someone had seen that coming. But, you know, unfortunately, we had to keep the outdoor zoo closed for 17 months, I think.
Had to be safe, yeah. Bethany. Yeah. You had to be safe.
Outside.
Has anybody, and I know the answer to this, but has anybody apologized to you?
Nope. Not a single person.
Grandma killer trended nationally. Mm-hmm. And I believe Seth printed you out magnets with that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good loving husband.
I know, he
prints
really
out your cancellation onto a magnet that you can put on the fridge.
It's so funny because I didn't know. I think it was at the chiropractor or something. And I was with a kid there and someone kept on repeatedly calling me. Mm-hmm. It was someone random too. And I finally picked up and I was like, what could you possibly have to tell me? And they're like, are you okay? And I'm like, was there a nuke that I'm unaware of? Like, did something happen in Washington? Like what? And they told me, I'm like, this is not a reason to call me six times. It's like, just not.
This happens to me all the time. Click.
and then I kept on getting texts and like people sent me screenshots of the trending thing. And I was like, oh, well, I have to go to Amazing Savings and get some birthday party stuff. So after that, I will pay attention to this cancellation. That was a good one. That was a good one. And then obviously the woke video, which is like this backdrop. Yeah,
that wasn't as fun.
That was brutal.
Wait, I wasn't on that.
But it's like you and I, our book.
Right.
That one actually was brutal. That was the only one that hurt because that was my fault. Everyone else, I was right. And that one, I was like exhausted and totally thrown off by her because she was such a bee. Mm-hmm. She was talking smack right before we started taping and I was exhausted and I just like had a freeze. I think it was an anxiety attack. Honestly, I think I had an anxiety attack.
So just to sum it up for my listeners,
yes, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Our book is called Stolen Youth. It was about the woke war on children, and the way that kids get brainwashed in every aspect of American life, you know, not just at schools, but at the doctor's office, at the library, et cetera. And Bethany did an interview with The Hill where the very leftist hostess asked her to define woke, and she had a public brain fart, which I feel like lots of people have. I've mentioned this, but one of our early interviews I did with Guy Benson, I forgot the name of the book. And the key thing to note here, when I forgot the name of my own book, I was holding the book in my hand. I could have just glanced down. Instead, I was like, the book is called, and it happens. It happens. Right. Plus you had a newborn, which when I have a newborn, my brain is mush. I don't know how you did any of it. I'll also say that, and I've talked about this on the show, but the book was a success by every measure. We made bestseller lists, all of that. But that time was just a very stressful time. I still am recovering from that time. It hasn't been a year yet. You know, people say books are like children. It's like childbirth. You forget, whatever. I have not forgotten that March, April, May time period. And then, the book tour went on and on. But those 3 months just... I'm literally still getting over it. It was still like childbirth, still getting over it.
Yeah. And it was comforting to me because it feels like you have your life together more than I do as a general rule of thumb.
Sure.
It's just appearances. But I remember you saying like, this is really hard. And I was like, no, really? Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because, and I remember you saying that Molly Hemingway also said that to you.
She said it was like her first book was one of the most difficult years of her life.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Yeah, no, and it was all part of that too. Like, it was, I had the sixth baby. They're my fifth and my sixth, they're 17 months apart. So he was really hard. My fourth is a sleepwalker. She was having like a really bad sleepwalking week that week. Mm-hmm. And so I had, and she had broken her arm the night before I gave birth. So that whole like postpartum period of which the book fell, still, you know, when people are normally on maternity leave, was like super anxious already and super sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because people say to me all the time, like, I don't know how you do it. I'm like, there is video evidence of how I do it.
I always say poorly. I do it poorly.
sometimes it really blows up in my face. Like when I trend nationally and like people throw it in my face literally daily and it doesn't hurt anymore. Like I'm able to step back. And first mm-hmm. of all, she turned into a raging psychotic anti-Semite, right. which was very nice of her because now I don't feel so bad.
Right.
But it was like, it was really hard for a couple months mm-hmm. because I would just wake up in the middle of the night, trying to litigate it, kind of like, this is what I should have said. This is what I should have done. But in that moment, you can see it in my eyes. Like it's a total deer in the headlights mm-hmm. brain fart. And like,
I had heard you define woke in previous interviews. Times. Obviously and, you've done it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I called you after that hysterically crying. And I don't cry. I don't think you've ever heard me cry or seen me cry.
I think I was like, nobody's going to see this.
No, I knew. I knew from the second. Yeah. And this was also the problem too. I say it in the video. I say, this is going to go viral. I knew. This is one of those moments. And instead of stopping my brain and trying to make it restart, I was already catastrophizing how it was going to go viral. And I was right.
This was also, I think, like, about 2 or 3 days after our book party in New York was crashed by protesters where they threw drinks and books at you mostly because I wasn't in the vicinity.
Yeah. Me and Steve Forbes.
Right. You and Mr. Forbes. Got it. Right. And you had been holding your baby moments before. Yeah. And obviously, again, very stressful time. Yeah. I mean, I remember other things. I like cracked my tooth at Ben Shapiro's like studio. I had to like fly to my dentist because I didn't have one in Florida yet. I had like just.
Can I tell you? Mm-hmm. That moment made me feel so much better about my life also when you cracked your tooth. Because I'm like, that was such a Bethany thing to do. Because
it was like, I ate the stupid Kind bar in the green room and cracked my tooth on it. I was
very anxious in that time period. And mm-hmm. so I was sitting there and you were just silent and you were very quiet the rest of the day. And I was like, is Carol mad at me?
No.
What did I do?
Yeah. No, I was quiet because like my fucking tooth hurt.
It made me feel so much better when you said like, this is what happened. I'm like, okay, first of all, she's human. Mm-hmm. Second of all, she's not mad at me. Okay. But that was like, that was where my brain was. Like I was in like full on catastrophizing mode.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back on The Carol Markowitz Show.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
I just don't know what to compare it to other than childbirth, like the hazy days of those days. And it's so, everything went so well in general. You know, again, the book was a success. Like, what am I so stressed out and about? Why am I still stressed out about it today? Like, what is that?
And by the way, that cancellation, we got mentioned in the New York Times, the Washington Post. Like, I feel like I threw myself, 100%.
For sure.
I threw myself on the fire. Mm-hmm. And because of that, every single woman who saw it, and I've heard this from so many people, many of whom don't agree with us, when they saw it, they were like, oh, that sister's tired.
Yeah.
And then when they heard I had a however many week old I had, and he was my sixth in 9 years, they were like, wow. Okay. Yeah. And so, but that pushed us into this conversation of people were talking for a full week. What is the definition of woke? How do we describe this?
Right.
And it led to think pieces in Daily Beast, Washington Post, New York Times, all these things. And they mentioned that dumb broad, and she was the co-author of the book Stolen Youth.
Right.
And it helped our sales.
For sure. There's no doubt about it. I mean, all press is good press. Sorry it fucked you up, Bethany.
Well, that's how I feel right now. So Rolling Stone is writing a hit piece about me right now.
Ooh.
About, I think about how I'm running as a Democrat.
Mm.
And I'm
well, again, so
but
what?
I am.
Yeah.
But I am a Democrat.
Yeah. So prove that I'm not. Like,
I mean, I have my voter registration. I've been registered as a Democrat since 2021. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that lost me a speaking engagement to some like young Republican, not young Republican, something Republican, like a women's Republican group or something. They were going to pay me. And then they sent me the contract, and me, the idiot, I read the contract. I'm like, actually, I'm actually a registered Democrat. And they were like, what?
Right.
And I was like, well, I like to participate in democracy, and that's how you do that in my county. So I'm registered as a Democrat as a result.
Right.
And they're like, sorry, we can't have you come speak. I'm like, that's fine. I'd rather my vote count. In my county, the county executive won by less than 100 votes. And so
the primary is the election in your county.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it really
same
matters.
As it was in New York City, very similar.
Yeah. It really matters. And so I will be a registered Democrat for as long as I live here. But therefore, I am a registered Democrat.
It's amazing that you could declare yourself a different gender or no gender or both genders.
My 4-year-old could do it.
But you can't be like, you can't declare yourself a different party because you don't fit in and your ideas don't fit in with this party. Like, what? How is that?
I thought
real
I could
thing?
Identify as however I want.
Yeah.
And I thought that they were defenders of democracy.
Right.
I'm participating in local democracy here under the terms that they have set.
Our democracy.
No.
Right.
And I'm playing by their rules. They set the rules of this is how you participate in democracy in Montgomery County, Maryland, where 85% of people voted for Joseph Biden. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm playing by your rules. Then I'm a Democrat.
Yep. That's
so
exactly
is my husband.
It. Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, how it goes. So you've been canceled all these times. You have a best-selling book. You have 6 children. You're married to Seth. Do you feel like you've made it?
No, no. And let's rewind like 30 seconds ago to where I said you chipping your tooth made me feel better about myself. I don't. I mean, I could take the camera and just swivel it, I guess it would be 360 and then come right back to me. And people are like, oh, that sister has a messy home. I'm like, yes, I do. There was a profile written about me in Deseret News right before I started writing there. And my soon to be editor, spent a day in my house talking to us. And the whole first part of the column is about how messy my house is.
Nice.
And I was like, and it was funny because she mentions how there's like a nasal aspirator on my front steps. And I read that and I was like, that's where that is. I have been looking for that nasal aspirator. Thank you so much, Jennifer Graham, because the mess is so overpowering that I didn't even see it anymore. But I have been looking for that nasal aspirator.
I remember Lindsay, I don't know how to pronounce her last name, Fifield?
Fifield. Yeah, Fifield, yeah.
Yeah, came and organized your house. Didn't last?
No, it never does. No, she comes, since she had children, she stopped coming over and doing that because she has her own life to deal with. Though, she just had her second and she's not working as much. I've been trying to put her on other unpaid projects. Like, can you build this website for me? Can you do this for me? Can you make my graphics for whatever? And she's actually helping me a little bit with.
She's wonderful.
Yeah, she is. But I should make her come over and I'll play with her children and she'll, we call it Lindsay My Life.
That's so smart. Yeah. I mean, I feel like anybody can use, she should market that.
I know.
Lindsaying your life. Cause like, I don't need organization help, but I feel like I do need some other Lindsaying kind of stuff done. So that might be, I really think she might be onto something there.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She has like the superpower of just, she watched, I spent a day on the hill with a hostage family in like late October. And I left her here with all six of my children and she was 8 months pregnant and she had her toddler here. And I came home and she was like, I'm so sorry. I only cleaned your kitchen. I was like, okay, well, all right. I guess I'll have to live with only.
I'm going to not pay you this time like all the other times. But thank you.
she lived with me for a couple months when she had first moved to DC. She was working the night shift somewhere, like at some news organization or something. I don't really know. I should know, but I don't. And so she basically had polar opposite schedules of me. I rarely saw her. Sorry, New York almost came out. I rarely saw her. I rarely saw her. And it was like this magical cleaning fairy in my house. And my roommate was a little annoyed at the fact that someone was sleeping there, but then she realized she never saw Lindsay. And then when she got her own place and moved out, my roommate, she moved in at the same time we did.
Yeah.
My roommate was like, so that was all her? And I was like, it appears so. Yes. I have
amazing
done nothing in 3 months. So she's grateful that I helped her for those 3 months, but like, hopefully she doesn't listen to your podcast because the joke's on her.
I'm definitely going to send her this episode, but yes, other than that, I hope she does listen to my podcast. Yeah,
she probably does. She's like the superhero who does everything. So I'm sure she listens to your podcast already.
So do you see another book in your future? Cause I am nowhere near that. I'm like at that, you know, I just had a baby and like, why are you talking to me about another baby? Of course, you had a bunch of babies all together. So you're probably crazier. So go ahead.
So I do. And I have an idea and I invited you to it just for the record.
I'm never doing this again. I don't know. No. It's like, no. You know, yeah,
but I do.
I want to hear, you know, your plans.
Is it bad to say? Because I feel like I shouldn't say, right?
No, don't say your idea, but just in general, you're going to do this again, like a crazy person.
I think so. So I've been talking to our agent about it, and he's down with it, but there's like two books coming out that might be similar, and so we're waiting to see if those are too similar before I think we step forward. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's not what we're waiting for, and maybe I should just text him more frequently. I just like, I have so many things going on that I haven't been responsible about it.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're not waiting. What are we doing, Keith? Can you hit me up? I don't know.
I'll send him the episode also. Just going to email it out to everybody we talk about.
Yeah, there you go.
So switching gears, a question that I ask a lot of people, and not a lot of people, everybody, I ask everybody who comes on my show is, what do you think is our largest societal problem? And do you think it's solvable?
So I told you my answer would be unsurprising. It's the birth crisis. It's the marriage and the birth crisis. People are very lonely. And I think that you and I have extraordinarily happy, healthy marriages.
Yeah. Sorry, Russian superstition. You can't just say that. So.
I mean, unless somebody croaks, I think we're in safe territory. But that's rare. And so, I mean, I think it's getting more rare to get married, but it's also rare to be in a relationship with someone you consider to be your best friend, which I know Shai is for you and Seth is for me. Soulmates, 100% soulmates. That's incredible and special. Katrina Trinko just wrote a column for the Daily Signal for Valentine's Day.
I really like her.
I love her. Mm-hmm. She's so sweet. She was like a pre-kids friend, and then we don't talk enough, which is a shame because we live both in Washington. We should hang out more, but I don't see anyone ever. So
it is what it is. Six kids, 78 jobs. You've got a few things going on. Yeah,
exactly. So she wrote this beautiful column for the Daily Signal. It's basically like the TLDR is it's rough out there. Mm-hmm. And I know it's rough out there. I don't want to be single in this environment. Mm-hmm. It's so hard. And so I think there's so many people out there who want to meet their person. And there's a lot of people out there who have settled, who have been like, well, I guess this is it. And this is as good as I'm going to get. And I know a lot of people who have settled, and a lot of people who I'm like, I wonder how long that will last, because it won't last. People who don't like their spouse, people who don't respect their spouse.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, that's not to say that like marriage is always easy and perfect. Sure. My marriage has not been. And I like, we had a really rough go in the beginning of our marriage before we had kids, and we had a rough go. I don't know how many, 6 years ago now, when he was at the post and just working nonstop. His commute was so bad. We just like did not communicate. And I faked it until I made it both times.
Right.
In those rough moments, I was like, I really don't like you, but I'm going to like force myself to
be here. Yeah. Yeah,
be here and be encouraging and be loving, even though I don't want to kiss you right now. I don't like you very much right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you fake it until you make it.
Let's have another baby. No.
No, that was before we had kids, and I wasn't sure we were going to stay married.
Yeah.
I would take my wedding ring off and like walk around and be like, I wonder what this feels like. Mm. Could I be single again?
Wow.
Is this? Yeah. Yeah. It was really bad, especially before we had the kids. And then we went to couples counseling and I learned how to communicate.
Right. I mean, we can't blame Seth for any of it. Obviously he's like perfect. And
yeah, unfortunately.
Sorry for you, but that's just the truth of the matter.
The annoying thing about him is that he's too nice. That is the only thing I will ever say about him. And sometimes that's actually
really... that in the acknowledgments.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. He's too nice. And sometimes you want him to hold a grudge.
Yeah.
And he doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, but I feel like we need people like him around, you know? Yeah. I'm going to have him on the show also and make him like tell us why he's so good and how we could be good too. But
he's
too
modest, but I would love to watch that.
Well, Bethany, obviously you and I can keep this going for days at a time, and we have. But end here with your best tip for my listeners on how they can improve their lives. How do they Bethany their lives in a positive way?
I think you have to be passionate about everything possible. Like, I don't half-assed things very much. There's so many things I want to do that I take on too many things. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's my personal life that is my priority and that brings me joy. Mm-hmm. I homeschool the kids. Everyone's home with me. And like, could I be making more money? Could I have more time to clean my house? Yes, I could. Or we could have fun. And so I think the biggest lesson that I took from my parents' deaths in my teens, which according to Twitter, I killed my mom. Yeah. I mean, I killed both of them, but they don't know the details about my dad yet. I'll save that for the second book. I'll vague tweet that about how I was the reason why my dad. Is that terrible? That's what I'm going to get canceled. That's the next cancellation. I'm going to get canceled again.
Tie it to the next book so that it hits right at the right time, you know?
I don't know, man. I mean, someone's going to take a clip of that and be like, oh, she's joking about how her dad himself because... Whatever. It's fine. This is the problem with podcasting with a friend, by the way, because you forget that someone is taping it and you're like, oh, this is going to be seen by other people. Anyway, live your life, like, because it's short and it's beautiful and it's wonderful, and don't get dragged into like self-pity and self-sorrow. Mm-hmm. I definitely could have after my parents died when I was 16 and 19 years old, especially given what my father, how he left this earth. Mm-hmm. But life is such a gift. And I'm so grateful. I mean, I don't care about any of the professional stuff, like best-selling book, like super cool. Don't get me wrong. But like, I really like my kids. I really like my husband. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky. I get to just like wake up every day and like do this. And this is, by the way, like part of my job in my life is like, oh, I'm going to talk to my friend on on Skype, and then we'll post it on the internet and people will listen to it. Like, what a scam this all is. What a beautiful life. I love it.
It's amazing. She is Bethany Mandel. Read her amazing book, Stolen Youth. Go buy like 10 copies right now. Thank you so much, Bethany.
I have 10 copies, so they should buy it from me. I still have some left over.
It doesn't get our numbers up, so no, don't buy it from her.
That's true. That's true.
Thank you so much, Bethany Mendel. Thank you so much for joining us on The Carol Markowitz Show. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.